KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinneen, and it's 9:02. Communities in the areas affected by the weekend storm prepared for another blast that hit last night and into this morning. In Kotlik, Father Mario Shverkowski says people there began moving to the school early in the afternoon yesterday. The Catholic parish in Kotlik held a special mass at 3 in the afternoon to pray for good weather and was urging vulnerable community members to seek shelter. However, Verkowski says the town was well prepared with enough water and food to last for some time, even if the morning storm was harsh. Verkowski did, however, say he's been unable to get in touch with anyone in Stebbins. Every call made to Stebbins yesterday from KNOM was unable to get through. Jeremy Zedek with the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says their office was in contact with the Stebbins mayor, both by phone and email. According to Zedek, Thomas Kirk of the Stebbins Community Association made contact over the phone to say that Stebbins had begun evacuating residents to the school and the IRA office yesterday afternoon. There was a rumor on social media yesterday that communities are preparing to evacuate by military aircraft ahead of the storm. That was not true. State officials had been in touch with local governments affected by the storm. None of them made evacuation requests, nor has the active military been notified. While people did evacuate locally to shelters like schools and IRA buildings, those were voluntary measures. While many have been calling for emergency disaster declarations, Zedek asks that residents wait. Currently, state agencies are in the response phase. They must wait until after damage is fully assessed to implement a disaster declaration. And are you sick of the rain? While the record daily rainfall for Nome was broken yesterday, the rain has one biologist worried, and worried about caribou. Jim Dow has been a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kotzebue for nearly 26 years. He's seen rain like this late in the season, and it typically does not mean good things for the Western Arctic caribou herd.
Yeah, it's pretty well documented that rain on snow events are really tough on caribou. You see that in the literature going all the way back to the 1930s. There were some researchers that worked on the Seward Peninsula, and L.J. Palmer was one of them. But he was one of the first to document in the literature the effects of midwinter rains and icing events on reindeer. And we've seen it in, just the last 6 or 7 years with the Western Arctic herd.
In 2005, it rained for about 4 days in December. Dow says that year the mortality rate nearly doubled at close to 30%. The mortality rate in an average year for the Western Arctic caribou herd is around 16%. And so he has reason to be worried this year. So far, according to the National Weather Service, both Nome and Kotzebue for the month of November have received 4 days of rain and freezing rain. However, Dow does say that in 2007, it rained for a week straight.
I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, if we could have a 30% mortality rate with 4 days of rain, what's going to happen with a week of rain? Well, what happened was caribou actually got kind of a two-month grace on winter. And so they actually had a pretty normal mortality rate that year. So I'm telling you all this to let you know that it can be a really fine line between, you know, good times and disaster for caribou and other animals when it comes to these midwinter rain events.
Dow says the Western Arctic caribou herd is really spread out at this point and is still in the fall migration to wintering grounds. Some are near Good Hope River in the northern Seward Peninsula. Some are all the way up near Kivalina and the Noatak River.
As of a week ago, they were still moving. It looks like they're starting to slow down. You know, we're approaching the end of the fall migration. But caribou are still moving, especially those farther back in the trails. They're still coming down.
Dow says in most years, by the end of November and the beginning of December, the caribou are getting close to their winter range. Once they get there, there's typically not a lot of movement. So if the caribou stop migration in an area where there's a lot of ice, it could mean trouble. That happened in the winter of 2011 and 2012, when Dow says hundreds of caribou died from starvation. And the Western Arctic caribou herd is declining at a rate of 4 to 6% a year. Dow thinks the herd is still the largest in North America. The last census done was in 2011, when 325,000 animals were counted, down from the census done in 2003, when 490,000 caribou were counted. Dow believes these icing events have played a major role in the declining numbers. There are other variables like predation and more subtle changes taking place, but he says icing events from late-season rain like this week's are significant.
Any kind of ice that's exposed to the sun or wind, it seems like that sublimates pretty quickly. But when you get a bunch of ice that's covered by snow, especially wet snow that later freezes hard, then that ice is very, very persistent, and it's a bigger deal. So I think what happens in the next week or so with our temperatures and winds and just how much rain we get will have a big effect on, you know, how serious this is for the Western Arctic herd, you know, over the next, you know, 6 months of winter we're looking forward to.
Dow says after high mortality rates due to icing events, the caribou he surveys in the following spring are usually in rough shape. In 2006, hunters reported skinny caribou after the 2005 icing event. Will that happen again this season? That depends on the weather we get in the next week or so. A Norwegian shipping company is looking for a potential port in western Alaska to use as a hub for growing commerce in the Arctic Ocean. According to Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, the shipping company is eyeing Alaska as a possible location for a transshipment site. That is a point where cargo could be transferred or for crews to stop on longer trips through the Northern Sea Route. The privately held shipping company is already doing business in the northern waters off of Norway and Russia, while existing ports with the capacity to handle transshipment operations are in Unalaska and Adak. Those sites are hundreds of miles from the Arctic. That discounts them for consideration since government officials believe any potential site needs to be able to offer refuge for distressed vessels operating in the region. There are not currently any deep water ports in Alaska meeting those criteria. However, this company's interest bumps up against existing plans between the Army Corps of Engineers and the Alaska Department of Transportation to develop a deep water port in the region. A draft report released in March put Port Clarence, Nome, and Barrow as the top contenders for potential sites. And a look at the price of gold today. It's up $7 an ounce to $1,290.30. An ounce of silver at $20.88, up 17 cents. We're coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.